Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
That's Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to both of us recently.
Somebody decided Steven should be on a skateboard instead of his Cannondale. I'm sorry. I hope it's not too soon to bring that up.
You know what's not healthy? Why we should not have something funny happen to us every single day.
I know. Okay, let me back up. So
what if we just sat
two nights ago?
Sit on the couch more.
We went downstairs and we were walking to a restaurant. We're here at the beach and we're walking to a restaurant and we walked past our vehicle only to notice that someone had cut the lock, taken off my bike and put it to the side.
Neatly put it to the side and stole my bike.
Steven's bike, which was the second one in. And then, oh wait, it gets better. They left their skateboard.
They upgraded their transportation situation.
Exactly. I'm so sorry.
They did everything except leave a thank you note.
I know. I'm so sorry. And I'm just, it is so not funny. And I'm so sorry that that happened, Steven. I got to say,
it was a sweet like Cannondale racing bike that I exercise on. Now I got to go replace that.
I know.
It's just, no, it's not too soon, man. You know, and I was really, honestly, it would have really sucked? If they stole your bike, because you have a love affair with that bike.
I do have a love affair with my bike.
I can replace my stuff. It's just I don't have any emotion about it at all. Yeah. It's just an inconvenience, you know. That's for me. That's where it ends. I have no emotion about it. Now I have to go buy another bike and get it, put the lights on it, and the right seat and the whole thing.
Well,
it's not convenient.
What I thought was so funny is that the conversation you and I had about it later about, wow, how weird is that? I mean, what do you feel bad? So you leave your skateboard? I so I'm stealing your bike, but I'm not really that bad of a person. So I'm leaving you my skateboard? What the heck?
It cracks me up, man.
I know. I'm sure they could have got home with their skateboard, too. I don't get it. So funny.
If you're listening to this show and you have a purple Cannondale that you just bought off of Craigslist,
yes,
it's my bike.
Exactly.
You know what? Keep it. It's my gift to you.
Yeah. You know what? And this stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know. That's the better thing. How you and I choose to react about this stuff is important.
Yeah.
We can be all, you know, calling the police and you know what I mean. I thought about that. We could have called the police and filed a report. You know, whatever, and done the insurance thing. But that's not. No. We're not doing that.
No.
It's just replace it and move on.
Yeah.
So, and you got a skateboard now.
And my second thought was, man, I'm getting a new bike.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love how you roll, Jack.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about knocking it off. You got this. Jill, great show today. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com. It's our free online community where everybody collaborates and talks about doing deals.
Patrick wrote, I'm super new and having trouble finding a database that will allow me to find stressed land. What is stressed land?
No,
I have some questions.
I don't.
Oh.
I have some answers.
Yeah. All right. So I'm super new. I'm having trouble finding a database that will allow me to find stressed land. I'm sure everybody has had this problem in the beginning. Can anyone help me? Love it.
This cracks me up. And Patrick, welcome aboard. You're going to do great. I promise. Everybody thinks that something needs to be wrong with the asset that they buy to get a good price, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what stressed land would be. This person obviously came from a stressed house environment or distressed situation or something. Yeah. That's okay, so that's not what we do. We don't seek out stressed situations. What we do is we shotgun approach offers. We send offers to all the people that don't have a mortgage, regardless of property type, mm-hmm. and in a correct place. And then we see who comes back to us and says, you know what? Yeah, I do really want to sell my property next week. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. You don't seek out. I I've said this probably maybe a million times. People that join our group all come from somewhere else, and they all are taught that back tax property is a good place to try to find a good deal. And tax liens are a good thing. If a property's got a tax lien on it, that's even better. Or, I've seen people work the obituaries. You know, they mail. I've seen people do that. Silly. Why not? Get yourself into a good system, get a good database, and start sending out, putting offers in front of people that own property that with no mortgage. Jill and mm-hmm. I do it, and we do deals every single day.
Mm-hmm. I think of it like this. Why are you setting yourself up for these hard transactions, too? I'm not going
right.
to, by perusing the obituaries, oh my goodness, that just.
I spoke with a member very recently on the phone, and he's adding land to his existing house wholesaling group. He's adding land as a product to his existing, and he said that he focused on, for quite some time, properties that had an HOA. So like condos and townhouses and things like that. And he said that 1 out of 10 is just a disaster because the HOA itself, and he does this out of state, you know,
mm-hmm.
The HOA itself, he doesn't know the condition the property's in and stuff. So the HOA is, he didn't know when he was buying these properties that the HOA is through a foreclosure or the HOA itself is collapsing.
Mm.
You know, can you imagine? The HOA itself is not existent anymore. So no one's cutting the grass and for the whole complex.
Wow.
So he said in the Rust Belt, there's a lot of problems with that, which I can say Rust Belt because that's where I'm from. And I don't want to go back there.
I can say, I don't know the Rust Belt.
You know, like a year ago, I said Rust Belt out loud, and Jill said, what the hell's a Rust Belt?
Exactly.
She never heard that. She's from Disneyland.
Thank you. You're from the Rust Belt, and I'm you beach people.
Jill's got a Disneyland going on in her head right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, and we would love to have you on the show if you're a happy person, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, knock it off. You got this. Was Jill's idea. And I think it came from inadvertently, Jill giving all of her colleagues inadvertently requesting advice because she has it all together. Is that where this came from?
Yeah, it started several years ago. I had this office job and I realized it was a common thing. Every Monday morning, I would have girls around my desk, sitting on my desk, drinking coffee for way too long. I'd have to shoo them away.
It happened to me. Every Monday morning, I had girls sitting on my desk.
You had that too?
No. But it's a nice image.
Thank you. No, but they were sitting on my desk, asking me questions, and they were relaying all the information about, it was relationship-based, and they were asking me all kinds of questions, not just about relationships, but how do you have it all together, you know, and all this stuff. And I was sitting there looking at these people going, why is this so difficult?
Yeah.
I really don't understand. And the stories they would come back and tell me with of the things that happened to them over the weekend were hilarious. One girl, one story in particular was meeting a guy, and girls do this all the time. Two dates in, they think this is great, everything's good. Next thing you know, they're living together. I'm like, what the hell? I'm not kidding.
No.
No, wait, it gets better. So then as it progresses, the next weekend, there's money missing.
No, oh, come on.
No, wait. And then
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. No, he's still living there. I'm like, what the heck is going on with these girls? And then finally,
I don't want those girls to sit on my desk.
No. I'm trying to help her make the right decision. Like, get this guy out of there. What were you thinking? And then the next week she comes back and says, you know, Joe, you're right. I did it. And, I know where I dropped the ball. I said, what? She goes, I should have done a background check first.
Oh my gosh. Are you making this up?
I am not making this up. I am totally not making this up. So
you should hold a clinic.
Right? So I don't know if you remember this. I journaled all this stuff, Jack. I have pages and pages. I actually did transcribe. I actually uploaded it, so I have it on my computer. All this stuff, because I started a book about it. And it was called Red Flags. I'm like, seriously? And I'd be talking to these girls, and I'm like, okay, we're at Red Flag 6 now. How many red flags?
I just spit coffee through my nose because I was laughing. Yeah. That's a perfect name for a book for a girl.
It's
Red Flags.
Red Flags.
I'm going to write the whole book right now. Ready?
Okay.
Here's the table of contents. Red Flags.
Yes.
The guy moves in with you that weekend. Chapter 2, money's gone missing. Chapter 3. Borrowing money. Man asks to borrow money. Yeah. Chapter 4.
Man needs a ride.
Man's car doesn't work any longer. Or needs
chapter
a ride.
Chapter 6, lost his job. It keeps going. Like, what the heck?
And what's the last chapter?
Oh, my God.
I think the last chapter of your book should be called the title of our show.
The last chapter
Knock
is...
Knock it off. You got this.
Yeah. Before the police get involved, let's take care of this.
You write the whole book right now.
Well, and, you know, so that was my whole point is... Why do we let these things happen sometimes? You're not... I hate to call people out and say they're insecure, but a lot of people are insecure. Knock it off. You know, it's
no, it's great,
Jill.
I love it.
And I see it. This was here was my point of the topic of the show. That was funny, and it was talking about the girls, and it was all true in relationships and how they were like all upside down in their worlds. People do it in business sometimes, yeah, too.
Absolutely.
And... like they're all upside down and they don't know which way's up and the tools are right there. There's a roadmap laid out in front of them. Knock it off. You got this. Do A and then B and then C and then D and oh my gosh, now you're okay. And if you see a red flag, don't do that. You know,
that's a perfect segue into the next segment of our show. This is the if then segment of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you want to get anything done efficiently, remove all the emotion and get right to it.
Is that for guys too?
It's for everybody. Oh my gosh, men are worse than women.
I would like to hear about this.
Oh, geez, guys are just, yes.
How are men worse than women in this situation?
You know, men sit at the end of a desk and cry about women also.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they do it on Monday morning altogether, but they'll choose their best friend and say, I just can't figure this thing out.
Why
it's not so much like she's borrowing money or anything like that. Men expect all that. You know, men expect to financially support multiple women at the same time.
Oh,
so it's not about that.
Oh, no. Oh, don't even go there.
It's not about money.
It's not about upping your numbers.
It's about this. It's about, I don't know what the hell she wants. Every time I do it, then it's not right.
Maybe that's a red flag.
It is a red flag. You and I don't seem to have that problem.
No.
But I hear it. I've had that problem in the past. And,
I have too.
And I've heard a lot of my buddies have it right now.
Well, you know what? It's like in relationship and it's like in career stuff. You get in and you test it and it's not for you. Get out. Don't bang your head against the wall and try to make it work.
I couldn't. That's the best
get
advice.
Out.
That's the best advice I've heard in a month.
Thank you.
Nelson Mandela. Guy's in jail, incarcerated for 20 plus years. What's he do when he gets out? The first thing he does, gets a divorce.
Yep. It's not right. Get out. It's okay.
He had 20 years to think about it. Don't let that happen to you.
Right. I tell people this.
I'm not advocating divorce at all. Oh. But I'm just saying if you're in a bad relationship and it's stopping you from doing real estate deals and stuff, take a look at that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because knock it off.
Well, I talk to people all the time. And sometimes you have to, you and I talk about this. It's better to be blunt and upfront more often than not than it is to just dance around it. And, you know, when I talk to people and they're thinking about something or they want to do this or whether it's real estate, whether it's something else, you know, if you're thinking about it, it's probably not right. And if it's something doesn't sit with you, then don't do it.
There's people that I speak with that are thinking about, they have a lot of questions about whether or not they want to join our group. And probably about 10, 20% of them, I say at the end, after about 5 minutes of speaking with them, I say, you know, this isn't for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not real blunt about it, but I do say, you know, I don't think I don't think you're ready yet. You know, if they're specifically, if they just are getting all insecure about it and mm-hmm. worrying about step 7 instead of steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in that order, and that they have some, you know, you can tell right away if someone's got some ambition to accomplish anything.
You sure can.
And it's the same thing about dating. You can tell right away in most cases if somebody's got their stuff together.
Right. I agree. Well, I like with the first one, the people, the we have a, I can think of one person in particular that found us at an REI meeting, and mm-hmm. man, this kid's on fire.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Even know that this is, talk about the right attitude.
The greatest first impression ever.
Right.
I know exactly who you're talking
about.
Yeah.
And this guy,
successful member.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's just going for it. Doesn't even know if he's screwing up. I don't know. He's just kind of going, he's going 90 miles an hour and listening and doing it all right and tweaking as he needs to tweak and go, you know, I'll fix it.
He's not
and
afraid
then move
of
on.
Failing.
Not afraid.
And he is failing.
Yeah.
He's failing at a bunch of stuff and he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He fixes it and jumps right back up and runs
gets to the
even
next
harder.
Deal. That's right, Jill.
Yeah. So as a matter of fact, I'll tell you off the air, he actually emailed me. I don't know if you saw that. He emailed me something that he's something really
deal?
Good
oh,
that
sweet.
He, yeah, it's a really good thing that we have an opportunity to
Jill
get
and I
in
love
on.
Doing awesome deals with members.
Because mm-hmm, it's a big one.
Awesome.
It's a big one. So
wow, now I'm excited.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, let's end the show.
I know, exactly. All right. I'll join us in another episode. No, just kidding.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, we'd love to have you on the show. Call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us today? As always.
I do. And today, my inspirational kind of thought is take some time for yourself if you need it. You know, we all need to kind of take a step back and regroup, and it kind of ties in to what we were talking about. What if you're all upside down, you don't know which way's up, and 16 red flags, and am I doing this? Is this really what I want to do? Is it me? Is it my approach? Is it whatever it is I'm trying to accomplish? Well, okay, so take a little break. Catch
your
breath.
If you're having relationship problems, the best thing that I ever did was not have a relationship. After you're having some problems and it's over, then have no relationship at all.
That's true.
Take some time for yourself. I'm trying to parlay this in for you.
That's not even where I was going, but
oh,
thank
go
you.
Go ahead.
No, that's good.
Where were you going?
I was looking
like
at...
Like get a massage? Is that where you're going?
No.
Walk on the beach and have some deep thoughts?
No.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
No, you're so
you're
silly.
Good enough and you're strong enough. And gosh darn it, people like you.
You just love that, don't you? Oh my gosh. Oh boy.
So I'm sorry. So what's the point here?
No.
Take some time for yourself.
All right. For example, whatever your business is, your world is, you want to make some changes. You know you want to make some changes. You tried 6 different things. Nothing's working. Before you take step 7 or the 7th thing that you jump into or, you know, a project, why don't you take a little break? Catch up, regroup, catch your breath. I don't know, take a little vacation, do something. Take your mind off. When I take my
That's
mind.
Beautiful. That's your beautiful pumpkin. Don't do any of that. Barrel into it. Take no breaks at all. Make sure you eat well. Get 8 hours of sleep and work your butt off to get what you want. And don't take it. Don't take any time for yourself. That's my opinion on that.
You're such a stinker. That's how. And you know. And that's how to end up in the hospital. So if you want to have a heart attack, listen to Steven. If you want your doctor to be talking to you about your blood pressure, listen to Steven.
I've never taken a break ever.
I know that. I, you know what? You take force breaks, and you know why? Because I make you.
I know.
And you know
what? I take
what?
A break because of you, and that's
and,
it.
And by the way, you're welcome. So, all right. I think I made my point. It's okay to regroup and take a little break, and I hope that you do that if you know it's not. You can do that. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. And I was trying to say before I was interrupted by Jack, is me personally, when I can totally remove myself from something, and get my head out of it for a little bit and look, do something else. Then I come back into it and I see things that I didn't see. I'm often better. I'm like, oh, I totally missed this. This is why it wasn't working. Now I got it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want without taking a break.
For yourself. We use it every day that we work to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately. Get there first.
Jill, you're hilarious. I'm glad that I don't know what's coming in these shows. I don't know what you're going to say because it's just good. It's funny.
Okay, good.
Be kind to yourself. Be good to yourself and get nothing done.
You're such a, that's not really the point I was trying to make. I hope everybody understands it's not the point I was trying to make.
That's what yin and yang's all about.
Exactly. You know,
Jack and Jill. There's a workhorse and there's... It's exactly how this all should work, Jill. Mm-hmm. You know, I horse around a lot on the show and all that stuff, but it takes two things. It takes a lot of hard work, and then it takes, you know, there's a spiritual inspiration piece to all of this. There always has been. And if you just do one thing, you're going to end up like Ted Turner, angry and alone,
right,
with a lot of real estate.
Here it comes. And God, that sucks. Could have any woman he wants now. And
you wrecked it with Jane Fonda. So there's nothing left after Jane Fonda.
I know. Don't think. I'm just kidding. But
he does own. He's like one of the largest landowners in the world, if not the largest.
Okay, I have two things to say. One is not everyone rolls the way you do. And I know that you know that. So it's okay. Number two is, did you think you saw Jane Fonda the other night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident.
Okay. I thought so too.
In a dumpy little bar. She was the only reason that I'm pretty sure it was her is because there are people around her that it was all about her.
It was clear that they were kind of keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
Got it.
She had some friends and then she had like a bunch of security people that were like kind of looking like her friends. And, you know, and the place that I thought I saw her was, you know, she would never be caught dead if they knew it was Jane Fonda. It was a dumpy little divey place.
Yeah. One of our favorite places.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway. Good show, Jill. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's go buy something for half price today and resell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.